chapter 18. And Hashem appeared unto him in the terebinth trees of Mamre. And he sat in the entrance of the ohel in the heat of the day, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and hine, shalosha anashim stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the entrance of the ohel, and prostrated himself on the ground, and said, Adonai, now, if I have found chen in thy sight, pass not on by, please, from thy servant. Let a little water, please, be brought and wash thy feet, and rest under ha'etz, and I will bring a morsel of bread and refresh ye your hearts. After that ye may pass on, because for this purpose are ye come to your servant. And they said, do so, as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the ohel unto Sarah, and said, make ready quickly shalosh measures of fine meal kneaded, and make cakes. And Abraham ran unto the herd, and brought a calf tender and tov, and gave it unto a servant, and he hasted to prepare it. And he took curds and cholov, and a calf which he had prepared, and set it before them. And he stood by them under ha'etz, and they did eat. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, hine, in the ohel. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee at this time next year, and hine, Sarah thy wife shall have been. And Sarah heard it in the entrance of the ohel, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were zikanim, and well stricken in age, and had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah titzach within herself, saying, after I am grown old, shall I have pleasure? I don't need being old also. And Hashem said unto Abraham, why did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I which am old of a surety bear a child? Is anything too hard for Hashem? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee in due season, and Sarah shall have been. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, oh yes, but thou didst laugh. And the Anashim rose up from thence and peered toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to send them on the way. And Hashem said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and kol goyei ha'aretz shall be blessed in him? For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall be shomer over the derech Hashem to do tzedakah and mishpat, that Hashem may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. And Hashem said, because the outcry of Sodom and Amorah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the crying out of it which is come unto me, and if not, I will have da'as. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before Hashem. And Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the tzaddik with the rasha? Suppose there be 50 tzaddikim within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not nasa the place laman the 50 tzaddikim that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the tzaddik with the rasha, and that the tzaddik should be as the rasha. That be far from thee. Shall not Hashofet kol ha'aretz do mishpat? And Hashem said, if I find in Sodom 50 tzaddikim within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, hinei now, I, which am but afar and ashes, have taken upon me to speak unto Hashem. Suppose there shall lack 5 of the 50 tzaddikim, wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, if I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. And he spoke unto him yet again and said, suppose there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, oh, let not Hashem be angry, and I will speak. Suppose there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, Hinei now, I have taken upon me to speak unto Hashem. Suppose there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, oh, let not Hashem be angry, and I will speak yet. But this once, suppose 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 10. And Hashem went his way as soon as he had left communing with Avraham, and Avraham returned unto his Makom.